Turn your Bibles to Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 13. As we continue our sermon series on the Ten Commandments, with this simple statement, thou shalt do no murder. Say that with me. Thou shalt do no murder. I doubt there are any gangsters or professional hitmen in this audience. Yet the sixth commandment has volumes to say to America and to the church. Society will forgive an atheist. They'll forgive an idolater, a Sabbath breaker. They'll forgive someone dishonoring their parents, a thief, a liar. But when you kill another person with malice aforethought, you have committed one of the greatest of all evils. Why? Because man has been created in the image of God. An attack against another person is literally considered from heaven a direct attack on God himself. The text actually translates, thou shalt do no murder, not thou shalt not kill. There's a difference between killing and murder in the Bible. Killing is not always a crime. Why this message to America today? By the grace of God and the courage of conservative Supreme Court justices that we now have, abortions are no longer universally possible in America. But while we support the act of the Supreme Court, abortions are now a state-by-state issue. That's what happened with this Supreme Court ruling. As of today, 13 states have shut down the baby-killing abortion centers, and thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for Texas, who has passed a heartbeat law that if you detect a heartbeat, leave that baby alone. They're a human being. But that means there are 37 states which have yet to decide if abortions are to be permitted in your state. Some of you in this television audience may choose to take oral medication to kill your baby or travel to a state that refuses to protect the unborn. Millions are being spent by the abortion industry to keep the slaughter of innocent children legal in your state. This, in God's sight, is murder, period. This message is for you today. I'm going to cover three dimensions: the murder of your name, the murder of America, and the murder of a child through abortion. I want you to listen to this very clearly. None of the things I say today are my opinion. They are all based on the Word of God, and He is the judge. Exodus 20:13 reads, you shall not murder. Pretty easy to understand. Father God, we ask you to look from the balconies of heaven and see our nation in grave crisis, a moral and spiritual crisis. And at the heart of this is the innocent blood of millions of children that have been murdered by people who rebel against the law and the justice of heaven. The Word of God clearly says that this brings God's judgment on a nation. And we come today to ask forgiveness for our sin of murdering the unborn and to teach America through your Word that they may have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for everyone. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Consider the murder of your name or your reputation. Consider that Jesus Christ was perfect, but malicious words spoken by corrupt governmental leaders murdered Jesus Christ before he was physically crucified. The Pharisees called him a liar. They called him a heretic. They were the church of that day. They accused him of doing miracles by the power of Beelzebub, which is the devil. Rome called him an insurrectionist, too dangerous to live. Think about it. Jesus of Nazareth had a massive public following. He could feed 5,000 out of a boy's sack lunch. He raised people from the dead. With that kind of power, Jesus of Nazareth could lead an army in rebellion against Rome. Jesus was a threat to the political swamp of his day. Solution? Lie about him. Create a Calvary conspiracy and crucify him as an enemy of the state. And that's exactly what happened. In America today, a corrupt fake news media can and will destroy you if you take positions that support the Bible or the Constitution of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hello, America. It's time to stand up. It's time to speak up for righteousness. It's a time to look at the truth and admit that we are going down the wrong path when it comes to the unborn. Let freedom ring. The answer is to vote the Bible and drive these socialist thugs out of office. Secondly, consider the murder of the United States of America. For the first time in our history, we witnessed the continued character assassination of the former president of the United States through the malicious actions of the FBI. Attorney Christina Bob said, and I quote, "The invasion of Donald Trump's house is a brazen weaponizing of the FBI by Biden's Department of Justice against his political opponent," end quote. Why this brazen attempt to crucify the name of Donald Trump? Because the swamp is terrified of him. If he gets in the White House again, those who planned all of this are going to go to prison. That's why they're so highly motivated. We're watching the death of democracy in the post-constitutional era of America. If you think that's extreme, consider this. Career politicians have become dictators who have long forgotten that they are public servants. Servants. America desperately needs term limitations for politicians in Washington. Thirdly, consider the murder of a child through abortion. The womb of the mother should be a sanctuary of hope, not a death chamber. God hates the nation or the person who murders an innocent child. Proverbs 6:16 says, "These things the Lord hates, hands that shed innocent blood. And there is no more innocent blood than the blood of an unborn child in the womb of its mother." You should know that over 1.5 million babies have been aborted every year in America. Every day of the week, 4,000 innocent human lives have been destroyed by abortion. Every 20 seconds, somewhere in this nation, a baby which never had the chance to cry out in fear or joy or anger has been savagely thrust from the silence of the womb into the silence of the tomb. You should know that today it is legal still in 37 states to abort a living human baby through the 9th month of pregnancy. 37 states, I'm speaking to you today. You should know that minors who cannot legally purchase liquor or cigarettes can obtain abortion on demand without parental knowledge or consent. In most states, a teenage girl who could not be treated for a common cold in a hospital without the consent of her parents can get an abortion there. And if complications set in and she happens to die, her parents will be notified to come and claim the body. Think about that. You should know that medical evidence continues the humanity of the unborn. It is not a blob of flesh. I was on a national television cast just a few days ago, and the moderator said, "But we're being told by physicians that it's just a blob of flesh." I assure you, it is not just a blob of flesh. It is a living human being in the body of the mother. How so? By the time an unborn baby is 6 weeks old, at a time before most women are even aware that they are pregnant, the child has eyes, lungs, intestines, a detectable heartbeat, and a measurable brainwave. The baby already has a DNA. That means that baby is a living soul. You should know about abortion techniques. They are excruciatingly painful for the living baby, which they destroy. Abortions kill unborn children in particular with brutal, painful ways, by tearing them savagely out of the womb by suction, by dismembering them alive, or by eating the skin, the lungs, and digestive system with corrosive salt poisoning. There is no doubt that babies whose brains and nervous systems are functioning suffer horribly from the abortion process. This has been proven by pictorial documentation. Young people, the doctor who tells you it's a blob of flesh and that it feels nothing is lying to you. You should know about the grisly traffic in aborted fetuses. Not all aborted fetuses are thrown into the garbage can or heaped into the fires of the hospital incinerator. Some are sold for the purposes of scientific experimentation. You should know that only 0.5% of all abortions are done for such hardship reasons as rape, incest, and danger to the mother's life. The rest, 99.5%, are sacrificed to convenience, to selfish and personal greed. Such hardship cases are a false issue raised to distract attention from the fact that there has been an annual harvest of 1.5 million deaths in this country under the abortion laws that existed. 37 states now have to make a decision. You should know that Judeo-Christianity considers all life as sacred. Christianity was born in a world which there was little respect for human life. America has become a culture of death. Death by drugs. 100,000 dead young Americans by fentanyl. The cartels are bringing this across the border. Our children are dying by the thousands. And what's being done? Nothing. Hello, FBI. Why don't you go chase the cartels? They really are doing something to hurt us. In Genesis 12, God gave Abraham a promise that shaped the history of the world. He promised to give him a land flowing with milk and honey. He promised to make his name great. And to this day, Abraham's name is known all over the earth. Why? Because God never breaks a promise.
Please send your best gift possible today. When you do, you'll receive our newest devotional, Promise, Problem, Provision. With your donation of $175 or more, we will include our Behold, I Make All Things New scripture art piece, our Daily Truth devotional, and the Hagee Ministries Prayer Journal.
Regardless of the trial you're facing, God will see you through to the other side if you'll simply trust and obey.
Send your gift today. Call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/provide.
We're living in an age which has forgotten God and forgotten His Word. Those who are ignorant of the Creator are unable to see His image in the face of a child. Consider the financial results of the war against children. Abortion guarantees the collapse of America. There is no next generation. They don't need houses. They don't need cars. They don't need educations. It guarantees a foreign invasion. Why? Because universities don't have 60 million Americans to educate. They have been murdered. They have been sacrificed to the god of self. Solution: recruit foreign students who have no knowledge of American history. There is no loyalty to this country. It is a seed plot for the next world order with this created by open borders. Our country is begging for another 9/11 because we have turned our back on the unborn. The question is, the fetus considered life? Pro-abortionists say, no, it's a blob. God's word says it's life. Leviticus 17:11 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. For it is the life of all flesh, the blood is for life thereof. The point is, where there is blood, in God's view, there is life. And if there is life, leave it alone. God is the giver of life. He's the architect of life. Medical science can pick up life at the 12th day. You don't start living the 12th day. You start living at conception. That's when life begins. Note the attacks on children in the history of civilization. When tyrants wanted to destroy a nation, they attacked the children. Herod slaughtered children 2 years and down trying to kill Jesus Christ. Satan attacks the children when he's trying to destroy a nation and destroy a civilization. The Bible says Satan comes to rob, say it, to kill, and to destroy. That's his manifesto, to rob, to kill, and destroy. God's word says, love the children, bless your children, educate your children to honor God. Why did God choose Abraham to be the father of all who believe? The Bible says, because I know that Abraham will instruct his children in the way of the Lord. The name of our school is Cornerstone Christian School. We read the Bible there. We believe the Bible there. We obey the Bible there. And so may it ever be. Leviticus 18, 21 through 27 teaches that sacrificing your children is an abomination to God, and it leaves the land defiled. When the land is defiled, it means that God cannot bless it. And I assure you, you don't need to be Phi Beta Kappa in theology to know that America is defiled by the innocent blood of the aborted children. Judgment is here. You can't call what we're going through a blessing. We're in a down spiral, and no one seems to have the answer to get it turned around. Judgment will come. The Bible says God requires life for life. There are 64 million children that has to be answered for. I believe that will happen in the Great Tribulation. 37 states have yet to decide. Christians in those states, I'm asking you to stand up. I'm asking you to speak for life. I'm asking you to speak for liberty. I'm asking you to pursue the happiness that God has given us through children. When Israel sinned against the Lord, he allowed the enemies of Israel to bring a reign of terror upon them until they repented. God may turn America's enemies loose to avenge the innocent blood. Consider God's judgment upon legislators for passing legislation making godless things possible. Isaiah 10:1, woe to them that decree unrighteous decrees, that would be judges and members of the Congress, that they write grievous laws which they have prescribed. Does God expect believers to help those who are defenseless? Proverbs 31, 8 through 9, the Bible says, open your mouth and defend those who cannot speak and are appointed to destruction. God says, open your mouth. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm opening my mouth. If it irritates you, take it up with God. There are 37 states that yet remains. Stop voting for politicians who are pro-abortion. Stop federal funds for abortion clinics. Ronald Reagan said, I have observed that those who are for abortion have already been born. Think about it. If we do not use our freedom to defend our freedom, we will lose our freedom. God avenges innocent blood. This innocent blood that has been shed when the Israel sacrificed their children to idols, God brought judgment to Israel. The Bible says in Psalms 106, 37 through 41, that God gave Israel into the hands of nations and their foes ruled over them. Do you see what's happening in America right now? We are being given into the hands of foreign nations. China is buying up America's farmland. They can control how much we eat. We are being invaded on our Texas border by criminals and terrorists and sex traffickers. Why did Jesus hang himself? Matthew 27 said, he hung himself because I have sinned in that I betrayed innocent blood. America has betrayed innocent blood, and it must stop. Don't allow abortion to destroy your future. I quote from Dale Evans Rogers, "Our baby came into the world with an appalling handicap. I believe with all of my heart that God sent her on a 2-year mission to our family to strengthen us spiritually and to draw us closer into the knowledge and love and fellowship of God. In this instant, Roy and I are grateful to God for the privilege of learning some great spiritual lessons through this tiny messenger, Robin Elizabeth Rogers." End of quote. Let me share with you from personal experience about abortion. Dana was expecting. She called my office on one particular day, crying, sobbing. I said, "What's the matter?" She said, "I've been exposed to German measles." You know, German measles and pregnancy don't go together. Dana went to her obstetrician, who said flippantly, "Get an abortion. That's the answer." She called me again, saying, "The doctor said chances are 80% that our baby will be malformed for the rest of his life." I said, "Give the phone to the doctor." I fired the doctor. I said, "We will put this in God's hands. God has said, choose life, and we're going to choose life." 2 weeks later, we found out that the German measles that she had allegedly been exposed to was a rash. But had we listened to that doctor, our baby would have been in the trash can. The Bible says, "I have set before you life and death. Choose life." The day came for the baby to be born. It was an exciting time because it came suddenly. Standing there in the room watching, the doctor hadn't arrived. The nurse was doing it by herself. Watching this baby be born, the nurse wrapped him up, dried him off, and placed him in my arms. And I said, "Welcome to our world, Matthew Charles Hagee." To everyone under the sound of my voice, if you're expecting a child, I urge you to choose life. If you don't have a place to go, contact us. We have a place called the Sanctuary of Hope that will love you and love your child as you bring new life to the world. If you're in one of the 37 states yet to decide, I'm asking you, if you are a Bible-believing Christian, to let your voice be heard. Get your congregation together to pray that God Almighty will wake up your state and shut the door on this stream of human suffering. I would like to have a prayer for America right now. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who calls the stars by name, the God who is so great that he holds the seven seas in the palms of his hand, we stand before your throne today and ask for your mercy upon America. Forgive us for our sin of all of these children that have been murdered by the state. Let those who are in the 37 states rise up in righteous judgment and cast out every form of wickedness that would allow unborn children to suffer. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let the church be bold as a lion and fearless, that we the people may experience the mercy of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with us. Do you have a promised land you've been trying to reach?
God has your provision ready. Diligently seek Him and obey Him. Do it with an attitude of praise. Amen. Please stay tuned to the end of our program today. Pastor Hagee has a blessing for you and every member of your family. I want you to continue watching that you can receive it.
The life of a child is precious in God's eyes, and the gift of life is something you can become a part of today. The Sanctuary of Hope is a one-of-a-kind safe haven that provides a loving, safe environment where both baby and mother can receive the education, care, and hope they desperately need. Your monthly gift will provide the opportunity to change the life of a child and mother by becoming a legacy partner today. When you partner with us, our legacy becomes your legacy. Call the number on the screen or go to jhm.org/partner.
See the Bible come to life by standing in the very places where the stories of the Holy Scriptures unfolded. Join Pastors John and Matt Hagee on this extraordinary tour of the Holy Land. Visit historical sites such as the Mount of Beatitudes, where Jesus delivered the Sermon on the Mount, float upon the waters of the Dead Sea, and pray at the Western Wall. Join us November 6th through the 16th, 2023. For more information, call the number on screen or go to jhm.org.
And now, your blessing with Pastor John Hagee.
And now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you His peace. May you be assured that through the blood atonement of the cross, you are a child of God. Your past has been forgotten and forgiven, buried in the deepest sea, never to be remembered against you anymore. May you know that your future is without limitation, because no good thing will He withhold from those that diligently seek Him. May you see God's grace and peace daily as you go boldly and minister to those who do not know the Lord Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Get ready. Get ready. The King is coming to rapture the church. Receive this blessing in Jesus' name.